From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns commenced a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Today, he begins the third message in the series, bearing the title, Measurable Progress Towards Certain Victory. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Psalm 33 and verse 21. Our heart shall rejoice in Him. Blessed is the fact that Christians can rejoice even in the deepest distress. Although trouble may surround them, they still sing, and like many birds, they sing best in their cages. The waves may roll over them, but their souls soon rise to the surface and see the light of God's countenance. They have a buoyancy about them which keeps their head always above the water and helps them to sing amid the tempest, God is with me still. To whom shall the glory be given? Oh, to Jesus. It is all by Jesus. Trouble does not necessarily bring consolation with it to the believer, but the presence of the Son of God in the fiery furnace with him fills his heart with joy. He is sick and suffering, but Jesus visits him and makes his bed for him. He is dying, and the cold, chilly waters of Jordan are gathering about him up to the neck. But Jesus puts his arms around him and cries, Fear not, beloved. To die is to be blessed. The waters of death have their fountainhead in heaven. They are not bitter. They are sweet as nectar, for they flow from the throne of God. As the departing saint wades through the stream, and the billows gather around him, and heart and flesh fail him, the same voice sounds in his ears, Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. As he nears the borders of the infinite unknown, and is almost affrighted to enter the realm of shades, Jesus says, Fear not, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thus strengthened and consoled, the believer is not afraid to die. Nay, he is even willing to depart, for since he has seen Jesus as the morning star, he longs to gaze upon him as the sun in his strength. Truly, the presence of Jesus is all the heaven we desire. He is at once the glory of our brightest days, the comfort of our nights.
Thank you.
If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? And how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it. After 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, the children of Israel were preparing to enter the land of promise. As commander of the host of Israel, Joshua was responsible to ready his people for the fighting which lay ahead. God had promised the land to Abraham's descendants long ago, and now God confirmed that promise to Joshua. In verse 3 of chapter 1, God said to Joshua, "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." In a message entitled, Measurable Progress Toward Certain Victory, Dr. Cairns shows that the conquest of the land, as well as victory in the Christian life, is accomplished one step at a time. Now, here is Dr. Cairns.
Now, for a number of weeks we have looked at Joshua chapter 1, and I have sort of taken the natural route, or route, I think you will pronounce it here in America, but you have to forgive maybe I should forgive your pronunciation. If the old people back in Britain used to pronounce the word as route, and when their children went to school, the school teachers rapped them over the knuckles for saying it that way, so it's fear that keeps me saying it the old way, route. Anyway, we've been taking the natural route through the chapter, but I want us just to go back and dot an I and cross a T here or there as the Lord leads. And I want us to go back to the beginning of the chapter, and especially the first few verses. We'll be looking at verses 3 and 4. But let's read these opening verses together. Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. The Lord will add His own blessing to these very familiar words from His own book for His name's sake. Verses 3 and 4, and especially the beginning of verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. The most poignant picture I saw of this year's 50th anniversary celebrations of the D-Day landings was of an old man in a wheelchair being pushed across what is called Pegasus Bridge in Normandy at the head of a column of very old soldiers. 50 years before, then as a very young man, Major John Howard had received his orders to take Pegasus Bridge and to hold it until relieved. He and his paratroopers defied all the odds, and they completed that mission. Their action has been commemorated, at least in large part, in a Hollywood film, and it's one of those cases where the film cannot live up to the reality. For certainly their action was heroic by any standard, and it very substantially hampered the initial German response to the Allied landings on Normandy. While it would be too much to claim that the entire Normandy invasion depended on the action at Pegasus Bridge, we can say that a lot of its success could be traced to the courage, the devotion to duty, the willingness to fight whatever the cost of those men led by Major Howard. The man in the wheelchair had earned the applause of the crowds who witnessed his return to Pegasus Bridge. Major Howard's part in that great scheme of the Normandy landings, I think, illustrates for us the vital relationship between a grand design for any operation and the detailed steps that must be taken in order to achieve it. General Eisenhower's top advisors had drawn up a daring and imaginative plan, so daring and so imaginative that practically no German commander had anticipated its location and its progress. That plan aimed at the overthrow of Hitler, throwing him out of France and then out of all his occupied territories. That was the aim. But that aim would have remained a mere dream had it not been that the Allies also meticulously planned each of the detailed operations that were necessary to lead them to their objective. The grand design of the D-Day landings depended on the successful completion of an entire host of small operations, things that were coordinated steps that in themselves were unglamorous, dangerous, and very, very difficult. Before the generals could ever get to ride in triumph along the Champs-Élysées in Paris, or the church bells in London and New York and other places could ring out their song of victory, the long and arduous march through Europe all the way to Berlin had to be taken step by step. Every well-planned campaign needs two things. It needs first to have sound objectives, and second, it needs to have adequate particular steps to achieve those objectives. A very basic lesson of warfare, whether ancient or modern. The Lord taught Joshua that lesson right at the very beginning of his leadership of the children of Israel. First of all, he set before him a great objective of breathtaking proportions. He said to the leader of this seemingly small and insignificant nation that he was to lead his people into the possession of the promised land, which, though it appears so small to us and has occasioned many a joke among third-rate music hall comedians as to why such a tiny place should be so fought over and so avidly desired, despite all that, is a land of rare strategic importance. It was in ancient times, it is today, and if you know your Bible, it will be at the end of the age. A land not only of rare strategic importance, but a land that then flowed with milk and honey. We hear of the fertile crescent. Well, this was the most fertile part of all. And Joshua had given to him by the Lord the great objective of entering in, possessing the land. But then the Lord showed Joshua that in order to achieve this great goal, he would have to take a host of intermediate steps. In other words, it's the old saying that Rome wasn't built in a day. When that was told to a crew building, or said by a crew building a building in Belfast, the foreman said, "But I wasn't foreman in that job, so just get on with it." But Rome wasn't built in a day. Joshua didn't take possession of the promised land in one step. He didn't step all the way at once. No, there were many intermediate steps, particular things that he had to do. And that's why I have emphasized the words at the beginning of verse 3. These are not to be taken in any general way. They're meant particularly, literally. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Now, it could be argued that the promise of God to Abraham was much greater than the area over which Joshua would personally place his feet. But the promise to Joshua was, there is the great design. In order to achieve it, here is what you have to do. You must step it out. The conquest of the land was to be a one step at a time procedure, with each step being taken with an eye to the final victory. Now, when you understand that, I think you will grasp something, to be quite honest, that is so simple, so very, very practical, that I had to think a long time before daring to make it the subject of a sermon here this morning. And it was only the conviction that it was the Lord's will to do so that I have come to do it. When you're learning homiletics, the great professors of homiletics tell you that every text you take, every subject you take, must be great enough to hang an entire discourse upon. Take great texts and great subjects. That's a bit of advice I've always tried to take. And so it's with some fear and trepidation that I take something that is so absolutely, I might even say childishly simple, that spiritually we are in the position of Joshua, and our great designs can only be accomplished by paying attention to the day-by-day details. Our great aim can only be achieved by walking through the land, as it were, step by step, paying attention to the particulars, without which the great design can never come to pass. So today I want to take a few minutes to speak to you on the subject of measurable progress toward certain victory. Measurable progress toward certain victory. What we see in Joshua's campaign has a direct parallel with us in the Christian life. Let me make two basic points and seek to apply them to our hearts. First, Joshua had a great goal before him. Joshua knew where he was going. Joshua knew what he was doing. It's very simple to say that. It's not true of very many people. And unfortunately, it is not true of all that many Christians. Now, I'm not saying Christians don't know they're going to heaven. That's not my intention. What I mean is that as we're journeying through this life, a lot of Christians really don't have any clear understanding of what their life is all about. They don't have any clear understanding of where they're headed. They don't really know where they're going, what they're doing, or why they're doing it. Joshua had a great goal before him. His aim was to dispossess the enemy. His aim was to enter into the Lord's full provision and to see the promises of God fulfilled.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.